truth and the life, says the Lord. Who believes in me will have life eternal. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters in the Lord, I welcome all of you here to Rome on the beautiful occasion of the Priests for Life pilgrimage in honor of the Gospel of Life. You have come during this year of faith to affirm a yes to Jesus Christ, as well as to embrace fully the gift of human life that is made in image and likeness of God, and redeemed by Christ with dignity so exalted that it is destined for eternal life through participation in another than the life of the Triune God. St. Paul tells us in the first reading today something about this yes. It brings suffering and persecution. It is a yes that is often opposed and that many do not want you to say, precisely because it will upset those who are saying no. Yet our faith assures us that this never means that our message of life falls on deaf ears, nor less still that we are abandoned or destroyed. Why not? St. Paul, martyr of Rome, said, and he was in a prison not so far from here, just on the other side of Tiber. And probably Paul came here, not in this church, because obviously didn't exist. At the time, but surely he was in this area. St. Paul said, "The suffering we carry is the dying of Jesus." In the great paradox of our faith, we therefore believe that in enduring persecution, we become united with Christ on the cross to gain life eternal. Jesus Christ is life. To stand with him is to stand in life, to be pro-life, that is, to possess a spirituality in favor of life that is integral to the Christian gospel, and to work of announcing and applying that gospel Tutti con Christ's contents of our world is deeply rooted in commitment we already have as disciples of Christ. Last Sunday, the Gospel of Luke reminded us of this in an account of the resurrection of the widow's young son. The Lord gave him life back, and is doing so, he also gave new life to the woman who began anew her life as a mother. This is meaningful for us too. What does it mean to give new life to our mother world? What does it mean to work to help women and men become mothers and fathers again in a world that often refuses maternity and paternity? In this context, and in the setting of this Eucharist, "This is my body given up for you," we see how Jesus does not keep his body at the expense for others. He gives it away so that others may live. Therefore, as Christians, we too do the same, giving ourselves for one another in the beautiful Eucharist hymn of life. "This is my body." Our self-giving at every moment and circumstance of our daily lives, therefore, restores this world and its culture to the gospel of life. If we look at marriage, for example, we see how husband and wife say these life-giving words to one another. "This is my love, life given to you." Indeed, the bond of their love, their total gift of self, represents the love between Christ and his church. And just as the union between Christ and the church cannot be broken, so too the marriage of one man and one woman was instituted by God in such unity of persons that it remains unbreakable, undissoluble. On the other hand, we have to be sincere. How far is our human, daily, weekly love from God's love? He told us, "Love one another as I love you." If you look into our love, we find selfishness, pride, violence, lack of respect, and possessive feelings. We actually need to learn from the school of Jesus love. What does it mean, love, in a total meaning? This self-giving is something which each of one of us can learn and do in a similar fashion to spouses for the life of the other. For this reason, all we do for the humble child, for the poor, the sick, the elderly, for the dying, becomes a powerful witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. "This is my body given up for you." Do not be afraid, therefore, my brothers and sisters, to give yourselves on behalf of the lives of others. Do not be afraid of sacrifice for the weakest and most vulnerable among us. Do not be afraid when others do not appreciate the work you do for the defense of life. God sees you, and the weakest of the weak wait for your help. Do not be afraid, for all this is integral to the gospel and proof that you are imitating Christ, doing his will, proof that God is on your side. You have come to Rome for a weekend of prayer, witness and education based in particular on the great encyclical Evangelium Vitae. In the document, Blessed John Paul II said, where life is involved, the service of charity, of self-giving, must be profoundly consistent. It cannot tolerate bias and discrimination, for your life is sacred and inviolable in every stage and in every situation. It is an indivisible good. It is precisely that consistency that calls for a new culture of life, in which the unborn child, for example, is treated with the same care and protection as the born. The consistent ethic of life, properly understood, recognizes life itself is the condition for all the rest. I believe, therefore I spoke, says St. Paul today in the first reading. Within this faith setting of setting living charity for the other, of particular effectiveness, is building the culture of life are those who speak about the mercy and forgiveness of God after they have had abortions. Silent no more. They remind everyone of the destructive extent of abortion for all, yet of the boundless mercy of the God of life. When those, whether mothers or fathers, who have participated in abortion, turn to God, seek His forgiveness, find His healing, and then tell the world about it, they are awakening the consciences of those who erroneously think abortion is a solution. They are also providing hope for those who think that they cannot be forgiven, and they are pointing them to the Savior, the one to whom we say the yes of faith, Jesus Christ. Is an order full of whom and despair, this apostolate is indeed a beautiful component of the radiant brilliance of the gospel of life and its message. Dear brothers and sisters, deepen that yes in your own hearts during this pilgrimage. Believe and speak with the conviction and integrity that today's world needs. Persevere in your commitment to the gospel of life with the peace and the joy that come only from Jesus Christ. Amen.